Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Barbara Douse is joining me. Barbara, are you there?
I am, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and I love doing my show, and I thank all of my listeners for being a part of my show and, of course, all of my sponsors. And we've got some amazing giveaways today. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Also, I want to make sure that you know that you can stream us at kvta.com, and you can download our podcast and take us all the way through your whole week. So again, that is The Kim Pagano Show, and that's on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are. And of course, I love to start my show with something positive. And one positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. And Barbara, I know that's your practice. And we're going to talk a little bit about how do you keep on that track, right? And make sure that your day doesn't get hijacked. And especially in a time right now, it's such a hard time. And so we can still have like our little happy world in our own little place here. So I'm super excited, Barbara. We're going to talk a little bit about that and really just becoming your best you and how to actually change. I mean, you call it, you actually have to change in order to be your best you. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, I'm excited. Also, we've got tickets. We've got Lisa Carey's going to join us in a little bit. And, of course, the Harvest Festival Arts and Crafts Show returns to Ventura. That's October 1st through the 3rd. And we've got tickets here. So I would love to start giving some of those away. I'm so excited. We haven't been really giving a lot away, and of course, as things start opening up, I am so excited for you to all be a part of that. Also, I've got a pair of tickets to Costa Pacifica. So again, if you are just tuning in right now, write down our phone number, 419-0008. We'd love 08. We'd love to get you some tickets and to get to some of these great feel-good places that you can go. And enjoy the holidays as they're slowly creeping in on us. And again, all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. And we have a newsletter that goes out every week. So when you leave us your email, let us know you want to be a part of that. So again, you tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Barbara, welcome, and thank you so much for being here. I love what you have on all your emails is we become what we think about. That is like, right there, that's pretty profound, right? I mean, so many of us have these negative thoughts that go through our minds. And talk to us about that.
Well, you know, we are hardwired for negativity, right? So there's a big distinction between the brain and the mind. So the mind is energy that is moving to and through us, forever seeking fuller expression and expansion. Some people will call it consciousness. Some people will call it spirit. And so we're always living in a state of dissatisfaction because we want more. We always want to improve. We always want to seek our potential or our greatest self or, you know, something that excites us and lights the fire, turns us on, so to speak. And yet we are in captivity to the brain because the brain is 85% wired for negativity. It's constantly seeking threat. And the brain wants to conserve energy. So because it wants to conserve energy, it stops us from thinking. Because to think, like to really think, not just mental chatter, but to really deeply think, takes lot of people will say, oh, it's just hard. And that's where they'll start with the resistance, not sit down to journal, not sit down to process, and not sit down to think differently or to set themselves up for success. And then what takes over is just the old habit system. And we go on autopilot. And then we go into a limited mind and we're ruled by our past. And the past is taking with it meaning that it has given to events, which then create emotional states in us that we think are the truth, which we keep giving energy and focus to, which then keep predicting our future, which means that not a whole lot changes. And then it causes what people might call procrastination, or right, lack of focus, or feeling stuck. They don't know what to do next. And one of the first things that I say to people, Kim, is that if you're continually saying, I don't know what to do, or I don't know what's next, that's just part of the paradigm. And the paradigm is the habit system that's kind of running the show, from belief systems and our heredity, our culture, our DNA. And that running the show a good 85-95% of the time, neuroscience is now showing us.
Barbara, and I thank you so much for your knowledge. And of course, I want to remind everyone that you are actually a Thinking Into Results consultant with Procter & Gallagher Institute. And so you teach this. I mean, you teach this to very influential people that have a successful business. So it's not something that, you know, people that haven't gotten started in their life. It's all of us. It's a normal thing of like really learning how to control that that talk in our mind and that voice that comes up saying, I want to try this new, but maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I don't know it. The imposter, you know, syndrome, all those kind of things. So what is your practice? Because I think you do such a beautiful job. And I know that you have shared that you go through this and you have all this practice. What is your schedule in your morning so that you can share with our listeners? Because I think it's so intriguing that there's a lot of work. It's kind of like going for an Olympic or being, wanting to be an attorney. There's a lot of schooling, and our schooling leads to who we are, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I think that, and there are good paradigms as well, right? And so there are good habits and there are good productive habits. And the real practice is to replace non-productive habits with productive habits. And that means directing your energy, focusing your energy. And what I like to work with is the subconscious mind. And really what most people don't understand is that there's an invisible side to success. So it all starts in the inner world first before it shows up in your outer world. And there's evidence to that everywhere, because how was the chair first created? How was the plane created? And it all starts in the mind. And so that's why we say everything is created twice. And it's to use your imagination, and it's one of our biggest gifts, but we use our imagination against ourselves as well. And we'll go into automatic negative thinking. And there are many ways that we automatically think negatively. And it's to start catching those. And one of the first things is that when you say to yourself, I don't know, start by saying and asking the question, what do I know? And when you say, I don't want, just go to the opposite side. It's the law of opposites, and say, this is what I want. Now, some people will say when you're focused on wanting, there's still a lack energy to it, but it's really about getting closer to clarity. So every morning, I set myself up for clarity, setting an intention. And one of the very first intentions that I do in the morning, even before I get out of bed, is I listen to my genius code. I have a program called Your Genius Code Unlocked. It's a brainwave entrainment program. It covers seven areas of my life, from spirituality to financial to relationships to contribution to the world. And I listen to a directive. I'm directing my subconscious and really working on images and focusing that every it is that I want to create is going into every cell of my body. And the way to do that, if you're not using brainwave frequencies, is to feel it, because we do not manifest or create from the thinking mind. We start there. It's the thinking mind, and starting with the want and moving it into desire, deep desire, and then making a committed decision. So after that, after I listen to that, one of the first things I ask myself is, or I set the intention that I am going to feel good all day. I'm just going to feel good all day.
Mm-hmm.
And with setting that intention comes the question, how long can I let myself feel good?
Right.
And when I'm not feeling good, I examine the resistance, and I know that I'm hitting an upper limit. And so all of our answers are really in the resistance. So another way that I focus my day is I write out the night before my tasks and my three top priority goals for the day. And I make sure that I focus, you know, on the top income producing priorities. I also set up time to visualize motor image and listen to my brainwave entrainment several times a day. I set myself up for exercise and I chunk my time. So it's kind of like there's a schedule. But here's another concept, Kim. You know, what if time is just really inside of you?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Right.
And I know you set your timer. You actually shared that with me, and we don't realize that time is the thing that we all have, but how we use it and how we waste it is really makes up. You know, I was hearing somebody the other day say, I don't have enough time. And they were like, well, the people that go to the moon have the same time. The people that have created this have the same time. If you don't have enough time, what are you wasting your time on? Or don't sleep as much, right? I mean, there's ways to get your full time, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's the Pomodoro effect, right? Where
right.
you set your timer for 25 minutes and you focus, and it's to all other, you know, to eliminate all other distractions from cell phones and emails and just commit. Because when you make a committed decision, you'll get things done. Most people are not, they think they're making a decision, but it's not committed.
Right.
A committed decision is when you're in action and you do it. And so I ask people, where are you leaking energy all day long?
Right.
Because your reticular activating system in your subconscious mind, when you get hyper-focused, it doesn't see all the other, you know, five lanes on the freeway. It's in one lane. And that's where you want to be. Because when you start entering the focus, the organizational, the order in your mind, then it's from that place that you connect to your genius zone.
Wow. And how long have you been working with Procter & Gallagher?
So it's going on 9 years now that I've been working with Bob Proctor and Sandy Gallagher. And it's just been phenomenal in my life. And, you know, even when you were talking, I doubled my practice and tripled my income when I first started working with them. And I can say, I was thinking when you were talking about not enough time, I had a client who was working on Capitol Hill, and her whole thing was, I can't do your program, I don't have time. And I just said, okay, let's just make a decision. And she made a decision that she would commit, and 4 weeks later, she said, how come I have more time?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So again, you know, it's almost like making a list to go to the store. It's making a list to create our life the way we want it.
Absolutely. And it's also a way to, you know, stay focused, because again, we have over 70,000 random thoughts going through our heads every day, and most of them are from the day before. And what most people are not doing is they're not stepping into their resistance because they're letting fear get in the way. So then the typical day, the usual day, and I keep asking people, how can you do it differently? If you're happy with your results, that's a different story. But I work with a lot of highly successful people, up into the, you know, people who have created millions, and they don't feel successful.
Right. And Barbara, let's even talk about this. Sometimes it's not really the money, is it? It's the feeling of the purpose. It's a, do you have a, you know, a legacy that you're going to leave? Do you make a difference in your life or in others? There's so many things. There's like a whole list. And when you go through Bob Proctor's, you know, program with you, you really are learning about who you are and really what makes a difference, correct?
Absolutely. You're learning how to lead yourself so that you then become a leader of others and have impact, you know, so that there's more of a ripple effect to help people recognize their power, their potential, their greatness. And I say to people, what's the biggest lie that you're telling yourself? Because that's just the paradigm that's holding you in the familiar, right? We do not like change. We resist change. And that's because the reptilian brain and the midbrain, you know, the limbic region are holding on to the past so that we don't change. It's really there to help us and to protect us. But we've got to get smarter than our brains, Kim.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask you a question. That's interesting. What's the biggest lie you're telling yourself? Obviously, you dealt with so many people going through your courses. What are some of the things that people have shared with you?
Well, you know, when that was first asked of me, I'll give you my own personal experience. And I, you know, and I just thought, and I thought, the biggest lie I'm telling myself is that I'm not smart enough. And so what I was recognizing was that I've got a master's, I've got another master's, I've got another certificate. And that's because, you know, my parents never graduated from high school. My mother went to grade 6. My father went to grade 7. Actually, my father graduated high school when I was in high school. We would sit at the kitchen table and do algebra together. But I had this, and I was almost labeled in my family as stupid because I did things differently. They couldn't understand, you know, why I was always asking why. I was just, and I took risks for them that were, you know, they couldn't understand. And so I was always out of the box, the black sheep of the family. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that I was always seeking more education, which I call getting ready to get ready. Mm-hmm. And I work with a lot of PhDs who are getting ready to get ready to get ready. And they're stuck in their conscious mind. They're not dropping into their heart. They're not dropping into application, myself included, for the longest time. And when I really identified that that was a big lie, and I told my group what my lie was, and they all gasped and said, we think you're the smartest one in the room.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you, okay, I mean, how do you think of yourself now?
Well, now I know that it's about being smarter than my brain, and it's connecting to my higher self. And so that it's only between me and my higher self, and that everybody in my life is my teacher. My students are my teachers. The teller at the bank is my teacher. The world is my teacher. And so I agree and believe in continued education and further expansion of knowledge, because when we gain knowledge, we gain confidence. It's about applying it, right? Because I used to be a seminar junkie. Go and learn, but not apply. Go learn and don't do it. Or do it for a few days is what a lot of people do.
Right.
And it wasn't until I committed to having a mentor, getting a coach, being in a mastermind, or also being in groups where I wasn't the smartest or the sharpest tool in the shed, they say, right? That it's really uncomfortable to be the guppy in the pond, but it's necessary in order to hear other people's ideas. And that's where you can't do it alone, Kim.
Okay. Well, I want to have you give out, because if there's anybody that has just been going through this, because there's so many of us that think about this every day, how do they get in touch with you? And can they call you for a free consultation, so that they can know that they can fit this into their day?
Absolutely. And I am starting a Thinking Into Results group next week. So if people want to find out, I'll be doing my kickoff session. And I'm also doing another program called Discover Greatness Within, which is a neuroscience program. So you can go to www.barbaradouse.com, my website, and there's a list of my programs, and you can set up a call. And and, you know, schedule some time where I give a 30-minute break through your inner ceiling and play a bigger game session. So I am, you know, really excited to work with people who are willing to change and to understand how the mind functions and start being the designer of their life rather than what's thrown at them.
I love that. I love that. Well, again, you're going to be on with us. We're going to actually bring Lisa Carey on to talk about the Harvest Festival. But again, I love what you do. You really live through example, and I love what I'm doing with you. So taking your courses has just really made a difference in my life. So again, I really recommend, and I think that people, if you want to get that edge, please reach out to Barbara. So, Barbara, we're going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you're listening to the Kempagana Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Sunday, September 26th is the 28th annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Beer Festival. It's back. And if you haven't already got your tickets, we have a chance for you to win tickets here. And so call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Again, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you. Do they like you?
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceiling so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com.
Join Kim Pagano at the 28th annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, September 26th. Get your all-inclusive tickets now at cpwinefoodbrewfest.com. Featuring sips and samples from Ventura and Santa Barbara County's best restaurants, caterers, wineries, breweries, and more. Live music and a silent auction makes for the perfect afternoon. Don't miss out. Tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival not only provide a great time, you're also helping fund vital programs Casa Pacifica provides for the most vulnerable foster and at-risk kids in our community. 28th Annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, September 26th at CSU Channel Island. Get tickets now at cpwinefoodbrewfest.com. Hosted by Conoco and McValley Oil, Mission Produce, Nevers, Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth, and Winner, SDI and Transpro Logistics, and the Van Heusen family.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's Glass Arts Collective, www.kimpagano.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that lots of people were able to get in. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008. We've got Casa Pacifica tickets happening, and of course, now I have the lovely Lisa Carey. Lisa, are you there?
I am. So nice to be with you, Kim. Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, you are so welcome. And we've got Barbara Douse on here. I'm not sure if you guys know each other because you're in kind of the same world, but Barbara Douse, Lisa Carey.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
All right. So I am so excited. That means that it's starting to be fall, and the Harvest Festival is coming back. And, of course, it's all the original art, craft, again, it's October 1st through the 3rd. Talk to us. I'm so excited to hear what's happening.
Well, you know, what I think is great is that this event is such a tradition to Ventura County, and we're entering our 49th season, which is really hard to imagine, but we had a year off from COVID, so both the artists and I believe the community are anxious to reunite and kind of welcome in this tradition because, you know, we don't get the fall colors here in Southern California, but we get all sorts of fall colors and items and collectibles and things like that to get us in the spirit here at this festival.
I love it. And, you know, I'm just reading some of the stuff that you sent me, and I didn't realize that the Harvest Festival is a female-owned, family-operated event. How does that, the impact of that presentation?
Well, I think, you know, right immediately, just the fact that they treat everything and their approach is all about the family experience. And it's wonderful that you have multiple generations that work year-round to put on this event. Nancy Glenn is at the helm, and her children and then their children. So it's really coming from the heart. So they keep in mind what the festival patron is all about, and they create different ways to bring people together to gather and have a good time. And now, especially with requirements for COVID, they're really hands-on on making sure everything is up to snuff without sacrificing the experience of coming to the event. And I think more than ever, everybody's anxious to get out and be safe in doing so and kind of be around energies that are positive and lift each other up and having fun, you know? And
I love it.
There's jewelry, ceramics, blown glass, wood carvings, clothing, kind of eclectic keepsakes, things that you go, wow, I didn't know that that was even possible and how unique that that was thought of. And I need that. You didn't know you need it because it's just so interesting.
Let me ask you a question. You know, how I thought it was interesting years ago we talked about this, Lisa, when you've been on, how the vendors have to go through a whole thing to be able to be there, correct?
Right. It's a juried showcase. So they go through a rigorous qualifying, I guess you would say. There's a board that they're required to show their work. They're required to show their home studio or the studio where they make it so that it's not just about buying a product and slapping some little decal or accoutrement on it to make it a handcrafted item. So what you'll find is the quality and the diversity is really high, and that's what makes this festival so prestigious and what people have come to value in it, in the experience. And I think one of the fun things, because I've been doing this for many years, is to see how the artists come up with new ideas each year, because they would not admit it, but they're pretty competitive within themselves. they're all really friendly, but at the same time, they want to come up with something new and trendy that's, you know,
new
going
blood,
to attract
new
people.
Ideas.
Yeah, I love that. Barbara, have you ever been to the Harvest Festival?
No, I haven't. But I used to, you know, be an artist, and I was part of many trade shows, and wish I had known about this one.
Oh, well, this year you'll have to check it out. We'll have to get you there.
Yeah. What,
can you, Lisa, tell everybody where it is and all the ticket stuff? Yeah.
It says Seaside Park there at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, and that's just off West Harbor Boulevard. And it's Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And ticket prices, you can purchase online at harvestfestival.com, or you can buy your tickets the day of. General admission is $9. Seniors and military are $7. Youth, 13 to 17, are $4. And really what makes it family fun is kids 12 and under are free. So, you know, for what you would pay to go to a movie, you get an all-day experience and interactive, and it's wholesome. You know, it kind of harkens back to when we did things ourselves and got created and used our hands. And, you know, you're also supporting artists that are pursuing their passion and making a living from it. So it's kind of going full circle.
Very win-win. Yeah.
Yeah. It's supporting small businesses. And we have a handful of artists that are from Ventura County, and others that are from throughout the nation participate. So, and one of the fun things also is that tickets are good for the whole weekend. So if you come home and you go, darn, I really should have bought that.
I have learned, if I see it, buy it, because it probably won't be there if you when you come back, correct?
Yeah, you just get your hand stamped when you leave, and you can come back at any time throughout those 3 days.
Right. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes this a part of the mission, because it's family owned, is that they make a point to reach out to community groups in the area and get them involved and help them fundraise for their causes.
What I was wondering to ask you. So who are the season's beneficiaries this year?
Yes. We're doing a food drive. So if anybody brings a canned good or a non-perishable, they get $2 off their admission. And then that goes to Project Understanding. So that helps feed the local community. And then we have a bag check and parcel check that I'm really happy about this year. It's the Billy Clower Dance Studio. So you're going to have parents and youth working alongside each other and fundraising so that they can attend dance workshops and competitive things and costuming and stuff. Mm. So it lets people know that, you know, when they're in service to others, they're helping themselves, and, you know, it kind of reinforces what that's about and those energies. And then My Gym Ventura and Macaroni Kid Camarillo are hosting the Kid Zone, and that's a whole oasis where there's hands-on arts and crafts and little things that they can get involved in, and equipment that they can play on. So again, it's that wholesome theme, you know.
Yeah, I love it. It to me, it's like it starts to make the season.
Yeah,
exciting event.
I go shopping for the whole year, and then I just pull out from my closet when I need that special gift.
There you go. I love it. Lisa, Carrie, always a pleasure to talk with you, and I'm so glad that you're doing this. I know you were going to take an early retirement, right?
Oh, yes, you know me well. Thank you. And I hold on to the things I really love doing, and this is one of them, because it's so fun. And the whole premise of bringing people together to enjoy the arts is something that we all need, you know?
Oh, kind of just takes us back to the basics. So I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, keep in touch with me. I will see you out there. And, of course, for our listeners right now, call in. We've got tickets. And I'd love to get you all out there. Take a whole family with you, or a mom and daughter, or a husband and wife, whatever it is. It's a really great family fun. And, of course, call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Lisa Carey, always a pleasure. Thank you so
much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All the best.
We'll see you there.
Lisa.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Tucker Perkins. And, of course, he is the CEO. And we're going to find out a little bit about a new research that shows to improve testing with low-emission buses. So, again, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection. The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I've got Barbara Dowse with me and our next guest, Tucker Perkins, and president and CEO. And he is going to be talking about a new research that shows the improved testing with low emission buses. Welcome, Tucker.
Hey, good morning, Kim. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I know that you are propane education research. Talk to us a little bit about, of course, as our children go back to school and switching to propane for our powered buses, right?
Yeah, we always love to talk about this as we think about back to school, because I think sadly, maybe children ride to school today similar to the way they rode to school 30 years ago. And we now realize that diesel school buses are really not only expensive to operate, but they're not the healthy option for the child. They're not healthy for the community. They're not good for the climate. And we knew there was a better way. I say it all the time. Every child deserves to ride to school in a safe, clean, healthy way. And that way is in a propane-powered school bus.
Yeah. So what is the difference? And talk to us about that.
Well, I love to talk about propane compared to diesel, because that's the standard of transportation. And when we compare it to diesel,
right,
you don't have to think any further than you've been behind a diesel school bus when you see it pull away from a bus stop.
Yeah.
You see that cloud
disgusting.
Of black smoke.
Yes.
It is
yes.
disgusting. And now we know that inside that cloud of black smoke are several things that are very harmful to the child and to the community and to the climate. The first is nitrogen oxide, which is harmful enough to your lungs and mine, but it's extra harmful to those young lungs. Creates asthma, bronchitis, a whole host of respiratory illness. The other thing that black smoke contains is particulate matter. Particulate matter is now listed and known to be a carcinogen. When you make the migration from diesel to propane, that cloud of black smoke is gone. And that's really what we're trying to do as we move from diesel transportation to propane-powered school buses.
So, Tucker, how easy is that, or how expensive is that, and is this even feasible?
Well, it's very feasible, and the good news is today a propane school bus costs about the same price as a diesel school bus. And then once you make that migration, then it costs about half of the cost of operation of a diesel school bus. In fact, saves so much money that if we converted all of the diesel buses to propane school buses across the country, we'd save enough money to put 23,000 new teachers into the classroom. And so as we work with fleets like UPS or FedEx or Nestle Water, and we think about saving them money, that's great. As we think about saving money and cleaning the ride for the child and the community, nowhere is that more important than in the school system, as we talk about now hiring teachers, buying computers, doing so much with the money that's so sorely needed into the school system.
Interesting, interesting. So let me ask you, how many have been converted already?
Well, this morning, 1.3 million children rode to school in about 22,000 school buses. Los Angeles and California, I have to admit, has been an early adopter. I think in California right now, over 1,500 propane buses are operating. As proud as we can be of those facts, that's only about 5% of all the buses mm-hmm. operating. So we have a right. long way to go.
Okay. So if parents want propane buses for their children, what can they do to make this happen?
Well, we want parents to learn more. We see the value when parents band together with other parents and begin to ask those questions of their school systems, of their school board at the PTA meeting. What are we doing to promote a cleaner, safer, healthier ride to school for our children? We created a website, betterourbuses.com, betterourbuses.com, and that's the place for parents to go to learn about this conversation, to learn how to ask those questions, to band with other parents, and demand that their children get a clean, safe, healthy ride to school in a propane-powered school bus.
There you go. Well, we definitely got that message out there. And Tucker Perkins, thank you so much for being the brighter side of life. We ought to keep moving up with times and changing things that we know. What do they say? If you don't know better, you can't do it. But now that we do know better, hopefully we'll be able to do better.
Kim, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Again, we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back and talk with Darris Cooper. And we're going to be talking, he is the National Dog Training Manager at Petco, and he has worked in the industry of animal training. And of course, there's anxiety in our animals as we approach back into work and we've been home. And anyways, good stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen, baby.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T, .thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Join Kim Pagano at the 28th Annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, September 26th. Get your all-inclusive tickets now at cpwinefoodbrewfest.com. Featuring sips and samples from Ventura and Santa Barbara County's best restaurants, caterers, wineries, breweries, and more. Live music and a silent auction makes for the perfect afternoon. Don't miss out. Tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival not only provide a great time, you're also helping fund vital programs Casa Pacifica provides for the most vulnerable foster and at-risk kids in our community. 28th Annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, September 26th at CSU Channel Islands. Get tickets now at cpwinefoodbrewfest.com. Hosted by Conoco and McValley Oil, Mission Produce, Nevers, Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth, and Winner, SDI and Transpro Logistics, and the Van Heusen family.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, Darris, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're talking about our furry friends, and as we all approach back to work and school and travel, all that stuff, they look at us with those eyes going, you're leaving me? What is going on? So I'm for you to talk a little bit about the anxiety in pets and support their mental health. They have mental health too, right?
They absolutely have mental health. So first off, thank you very much for having me on. This is a conversation, a topic that I'm extremely passionate about. You know, pet mental health really isn't something that is talked about often. And, you know, let's be honest, the last year and a half has been literally insane. And really our pets have been along for the ride. And, you know, now more than ever, it's so important that we as pet parents advocate for how our pets are feeling and know that our behaviors and our routines that are changing daily can impact our pets' mental health long term. social 100%. Anxiety, separation.
I agree with you.
Yeah, these are all real conversations. And, you know, we're all just trying to navigate this together.
I agree. So talk to us, what should we be doing, or what potential causes or indicators, you know, can we kind of make sure we don't go through?
Right. So, you know, I'm really big as a trainer, being proactive. So, you know, if time is on your side, if you know that you're going back to work in a couple of weeks from now, a month from now, you know, start the training now. It's very important that we set our pets up to be successful by slowly acclimating them to these changes of our routine. Now, you know, the first thing I'm always going to recommend, you know, I am a trainer, but, you know, veterinary care is critical. So the first call you should make is consult your veterinarian, because number one, we want to make sure that there aren't any underlying health issues that dramatically impact your pet's behavior. And then from there, that is when we can begin the training process.
I love it. So what is the first thing? I mean, how do you know if your pet's going through anxiety?
Right. So, you know, I can tell you, you know, anxiety with people is complex, and it's even more complex when working with our fur companions as well. So being able to understand body language is key. And I can tell you, it's an art and a science, because our fur babies are forever trying to communicate what it is that they're feeling. And as pet parents, it sometimes can be hard to decipher. So working with a certified dog trainer to understand what are signs of stress, what does that telltale mean? What does it mean if my dog starts shedding out of nowhere? Or what does it mean? Or why is my dog panting when they've been inside and the AC's on? You know, these are all telltale signs that there is something going on internally that really points to some form of anxiety.
You know, Darrison, I love this, because I have three animals myself, three dogs and one cat. And, but I have one dog that he's getting old, but he just stares at me, and I'm like, what are you trying to tell me? What does that mean?
Right. You know, honestly, and I can tell you, I've worked in animal training and behavior for well over 10 years. And I can tell you, I know a lot about behavior, but if I can get into the brains of our furry family members for even 5 minutes, I would pay big bucks for it. You know, dogs are very complex. They're complex learners. They're complex thinkers. And they have emotions. And I want every single pet parent to know that they go through a lot. And it's very important that we set them up to be successful, whether it's through training, veterinary care, setting up the home environment so they're successful. Because again, one thing I also want to call out, emotions take place on both ends of the leash. Pet parents sometimes are equally as stressed as our fur babies.
Right. I love that. Where can we find out more about you? And of course, for our listeners, where they can go and get some techniques and tips and products and stuff like that to help with anxiety.
Yeah, great question. So, you know, if pet parents are looking to find out more about their pet's mental health, they can check out our website at petco.com/mental health, where you can find a myriad of amazing industry level insights and research and tips from our veterinary council. And of course, we also have an amazing new online free seminar where pet parents can actually work with one of our senior online dog trainers from the comfort of their own home and really navigate separation and social anxiety.
I love it. And Petco, I actually go there for some of my grooming for them, and you guys have done a great job. So a little plug for you there. But thank you so much. Please download our podcast as well as our radio show. And we look forward to talking with you again. Thank you for sharing some really great tips for our furry friends.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Hopefully we can talk soon.
You got it. Thank you again, Darris. Bye-bye.
Great, interesting stuff with Darris Cooper. Thank you so much, Darris. And Barbara, this has been amazing. We've got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to bring you back on because I just value what you talk about. And, of course, you're a coach for Thinking Into Results. What is the first couple things that we can really share with our listeners before they call you? First of all, give out your phone number one more time.
So my phone number is 818-378-5717.
Great. And Barbara, you know, this has been probably the most trying time in our life. And when and what do we need to do so we can reach our dreams and live our best life so we don't have to have that imposter feeling and be true to ourselves more than anything?
Well, you know, that's a big question and a great question, Kim.
Thank you.
And at this time, there is a pandemic going on, but there's also a lot of anxiety and overwhelm, right?
Correct.
And because it's the unknown. And so, again, our brain, the reaction is to go into survival mode. And one of the ways to release that panic or fear or anxiety, it doesn't mean that it's not true that there might be conditions outside of yourself that are scary or that
hold you back,
or that you might feel there's lack. But really, you know, it's about breathing into the present moment and allowing yourself to feel good and to focus on what you have, not on what you don't have. Mm. And the deeper part of that kind of practice is to really be in gratitude for, you know, for your fingers, for, you know, for the food you ingest, to really be present to those feelings. And the more that you allow yourself to experience gratitude and expand the feelings of love, abundance within you, then the more you're going to see that expand.
Great advice. I love that. Gosh, okay, well, I love what you do. Please, to our listeners, I want to just say I'm so grateful for our listeners. They've been with me for so long. That's why I keep showing up. And Barbara, thank you so much for being one of our sponsors and being our co-host today. Thank you. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. So with that, I thank everyone. Have a really great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Might seem crazy.